welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Go over to 1 Peter 5:8. Say, 1 Peter, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. So is he one? He's got a big mouth and that's all. Nothing comes out of it worthwhile. Say, nothing comes out of it that's worthwhile. He is an adversary, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking, say seeking, whom he may devour. Colossians 2:15 says this, having spoiled principalities and powers. Jesus has totally destroyed principalities and powers. And you've heard me say this, and I'm going to say it again, repetition. Satan has no power over us, but he does everything in his power. What's the power? What he did in the garden is still going on. He deceives the church and the believer to believe something that's not true. Because like the disciples, we sometimes forget what the Word of God says. If he says you're going over here, you're going over there. Now listen, we'll get there safe, but it doesn't mean we may go through something to get there. Listen to what it says. The enemy goes around. Say, he goes around. Say, like a roaring lion. Now I preached this before, and I wrote it back down again out of my spirit. Listen to it very closely. The enemy's looking for four things, all found in that verse. Are you ready? First thing he's looking for is those that are weak in their faith. When the disciples were in the boat, the first thing he says when the storm is calmed, said what? Where is your faith? You and I have to build our faith up. How do we build our faith up? The Bible says, Romans, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. In the Greek, it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and over and over and over again, until it begins to take some kind of root. You and I can't go anywhere unless the Word of God has root. Say, weak in faith. The next one is another one that's interesting. Ignorant of the Word. If I could say that's a huge problem in the body of Christ, because the Bible says really quickly in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. Can I be honest with you? That's not going on. Because if it was, the problems you and I experience would never have surfaced. That's why the Bible says, oh, I had to get to Mark 4, Jim. I'm so sorry. I apologize. It says Satan comes immediately to steal the seed, which is the word that falls on ground that is impossible to grow on. Why? Satan knows the potential of the Word of God. And if we get it in our hearts and speak it out of our mouth, he is on the run. What does James say? Resist the devil. Oh, I can't take half the verse. Oh man, it was so easy. First, submit yourself to God. Make sure you know you belong to him and I belong to him. And then what do? Two things already. What are they? Say, weak in faith. How do you get strong in your faith? The Word of God. Separated from the Word of God will make us weak. If we're separated from natural food that's good for us, what will happen to our physical body? We will become weak. And then those that are ignorant of the Word, say ignorant of the Word. What does the Word of God say about you and I? We've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Our sins are forgiven. Past, gone. Future, gone. All taken care of at Calvary. Am I correct? That's not being ignorant of the Word. That's something that I can apply every day out of my mouth. I wake up in the morning and say, Jesus, thank you for a brand new day. Hallelujah. For breath in my being. Here's another one. We isolate ourselves. What does that mean? People don't go to church. Well, Pastor, you only have church service on a Sunday and a Wednesday night. Well, then go to another church where they have it on another night. Well, I'm busy in those nights too. That's assembling yourself together. The Bible says what? Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. What do you find when you walk in the house of God and you see somebody you know is a believer? What do you get? Support, encouragement, power, agreement, unity, love, hope, strength. When you come together, these elements are all gathering together, and God may give somebody a word for you or may give you a word for them. Hallelujah. And suddenly, the Holy Ghost has a better field that's turned over to work with to put the word in. Jamie's not here, but there's such a thing now called the lost generation. People are so afraid, they stay in their house or apartment and do everything there and never leave. And they said, that lost generation will live and die and never step foot outside the door. That's not a make-believe. That's going on now. You cannot separate yourself from the word or separate yourself from other people who are believers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm preaching myself up. Here's the last one. Are you ready? They're not mature. Paul says this, by now you should be on the meat. Let me go there for a minute. 1 Corinthians. I know it's in here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You ready? However, brethren, I would talk to you as to spiritual men, but as to non-spiritual men of the flesh in whom the carnal nature predominates, as to mere infants in the new life in Christ, unable to talk yet. I feed you with milk, not solid food, for you are not yet strong enough to be ready for it. But even yet you are not strong enough to be ready for it. For you are still unspiritual, having the nature of the flesh under the control of ordinary impulses, as long as there are envying and jealousy and wrangling and factions among you, my God. Are you not unspiritual and of the flesh, behaving yourself after a human standard and not like mere unchanged men? Whoa! When I come to this pulpit, I'm going to give you a good hot meal. I'm not going to give you something you can't handle. But sometimes we've got to step out of the formula stage and step into the solid meat stage of the word. This, I'm not saying this meat, you're a vegetarian, you know what I'm saying. This is great food. The Bible says the disciples said to Jesus, aren't you going to eat? Hang on now. Aren't you going to eat? What does Jesus reply to them? My food, say my food, is to do the will of the Father. This is our food. And it's not only going to help us in our own lives, but there'll be so much stash we can help others mature. Glory to God. I think it's time just to have a praise break. Go ahead. My God, have mercy. Go over back to, if you don't mind, Acts 12th chapter. Say the 12th chapter. Peter's going to die tomorrow. Listen to what it says in the 5th verse. So Peter was kept in prison, but the Amplified says fervent prayer for him was persistently made to God by the church. Now we should see mountains moved if the church is persistently praying with a fervent prayer. Am I correct? Now Rhoda was there. Say Rhoda. She was a servant girl. Listen to verse 6 if you know 9. Every night before Herod was about to bring him forth, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, fastened with two chains, sentries before the door, and were guarding the prison. Now listen, if you and I look at that in the natural, and we started praying for Peter's release, that will challenge your faith and my faith. Somebody's laying in a hospital bed, God forbid. They've given him so many hours to live, and the church begins to gather and pray. And we hear the doctor's reports, we hear the family's reports, and we realize, well, they're laboring in their breathing, and we know all the signs if you've been around that, God forbid, but I haven't, I'm sure you have. But the church is praying. If they let that storm of what's being said get into that prayer, nothing's going to change. They'll get to heaven before they were supposed to. I'm here to tell you that when you pray, say when you pray, make sure you pray God's word, God's will, and don't listen to anything else that tries to come in. Say nothing else. Are you ready now? Here we go, and we'll end this thing. And suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, standing beside him, and the light shone in the place where he was, and the angel gently smote Peter on the side. Now, if you and I knew we were going to die the next day, how many of you think you'd get a good night's sleep? Some of us have a hard time knowing you got to go to work the next day. Why'd he smote him on the side of the head? Because he was asleep, but what was he resting in? Not what Herod said. What did Herod say? You're going down, baby. He was resting and a deep sleep, a REM sleep, based on what he knew in his heart by the Holy Ghost. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do on a daily basis. Did you hear that? No, I didn't. Why didn't you hear it? Because I heard this first. Things are going to come your way and my way every single day. But when you've heard this first, there's no room for that. Say, when you heard this first, there's no room for that. How do we hear this first? We say out loud with our mouth. Scripture verse everybody knows. Let's just try it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, what did he do? Gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him should never perish but have everlasting life. Now, if that was my scripture verse for the day, and that's in me, the enemy comes along through storms and circumstances, you won't even make it through the day. Look what it says over here. Do you know what keeps believers out of the presence of God? They decide there may be some other way to get to God besides Jesus. That's because the word of God is not in here. The word of God says what? There's only... Oh, no, 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 no. See, that can't be right because there are no more absolutes. The angel says, get up, Peter. It wasn't until he got up that the chains fell off. See, faith has action. Say, faith has action. As soon as Peter did what he was told to do, then the chains fell off. And the angel said in the 8th verse to him, tighten your belt, bind on your sandals. And he did, and he said to him, wrap your outer garment around you and follow me. He gets to the house where they're praying. How many of you know you think, well, I'm safe now. I'm at the house where they're praying. And the Bible says, listen, when Peter got to the door, Rhoda was there. Say, Rhoda. Listen now. There's a truth here, and we'll end. She recognized his voice. While they were praying, she heard an answer from God. It's already done. But sometimes the religious troops, we're going to pray all through the night because we have more coffee and donuts left over. We don't want to waste them. You don't have decaf in an all-night prayer meeting. You have the good stuff, the dark roast with a little bit of creamer. Oh, do you have any of that flavored creamer? We'll stay a little longer. When you and I hear the voice of God, we respond. But sometimes we could be so religious in our actions, even when it comes to the word. Do you know what the Bible says? Jesus said, it's a stumbling block to some people. They're in an all-night prayer meeting. The disciples are there, and they're praying for Peter to get out of jail. Rhoda comes and says, Peter's at the door. Say it again. Peter's at the door. And the first response from the believing church, the New Testament church, is, woman, you're nuts. How could Peter be there when we're praying for him to get out? When God speaks, you've got to know his voice. When he speaks and impossibilities are on the other side of the door, you open the door and accept the miracle God's doing in your life.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.